This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Cleared to Play. Take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm doing good, and I don't own a tux, so I'm with you, Mark.
I don't own a tux. Yeah, you just went up on my chart, and you were pretty high to begin with. Yep. Hey, Doc, Dre Greenlaw, talk to us. What did you see with his play, and then how concerning is the fact that his knees started to, quote, feel funny?
So number one, in terms of his play, I mean, he looked phenomenal. I mean, typically you would expect that there would be at least 2 to 3 games where you see a drop down in performance. And you didn't see that. You saw him out there. He was leading the team. I mean, he was the highlight of that game in the first half. And the soreness afterwards, you're going to expect that. I think that anytime a player has been away from football, they're coming off of surgery, there's going to be some soreness, whether it be in the Achilles or in the knee. And I was glad that they were precautionary. If this was the regular game, he hadn't had his Achilles, you know, issue, and this was last season, he probably would have kept playing. But I think caution is better, especially the way this season is going. But he looked great, and I think this is the reason why, even though you're quote-unquote structurally healed at 6 months, you wait till month 9, month 10 to get back. So your performance can be good, and you've gotten all the time to get all that strength and confidence back in your leg.
My instincts are to ask about Devondre Campbell and his hurt feelings, but I'm not sure if you cover that with your medical degree, so I'll stick with Greenlaw. Is it pretty standard to have these companion injuries where, you know, it was kind of the knee and a little bit of the calf tightness? Is that something where overcompensation can lead to those little ailments?
Yeah, I think it's a combination both of the overcompensation and his body hasn't really gone full speed, you know, since the time he played last year at the end of the season. So I think it's a combination of the compensation. It's a combination of this is how players typically feel if they have a preseason, if they're kind of, you know, game one, game two, game three, the preseason, you just jump right into, you know, kind of big time football. So not surprising at all, but very consistent with where he came back in the season and what his injury was.
Let's keep it with the Warriors now for a second, Doc. And this one's a little off the beaten track, but I wonder how you feel. When DeAnthony Melton went down, and obviously his contract's now been traded to Brooklyn, but he's a free agent at the end of the year, and the Warriors quickly expressed how much they loved this guy and made a big deal about potentially being able to bring him back. But he was acquired injured. Now this is a new injury. Should the Warriors want to bring him back? What is his future with all those injuries?
Well, I think the first thing is that you look at those two injuries. You look at the knee and the back. Unrelated, you know, obviously this was kind of more the knee is bad luck. The back was something that, you know, kind of flared up a little bit early on in the season, but didn't seem to be anything serious based on what was reported. I think when you look at players coming off ACL injuries, the big factor, number one, is how old they are. He's a young player, so that's working in his favor. Number two is most NBA players now coming off ACLs actually have very good careers coming off of them. It's just like Achilles. You used to be this career ender, now they're going to play well. So I think that's number two. And number three, a more subtle thing, is that, you know, initially when he had this injury, people weren't sure, is it a full tear? Is it a partial tear? Is it kind of a sprain? There were all these debates in terms of like how bad the injury was. Typically, when there's some disagreement about the degree of injury to that ACL, that usually means that there's some ACL in general that's probably left there. your risk of having secondary meniscus and cartilage damage, all that stuff you get worried about, is a little bit less because you potentially have some ligaments still hanging around if that was the case with him. So once again, that's another factor that goes in saying, hey, yes, he needed surgery. This may not have been as severe as we all think, and he's going to come back playing at the same level or close to it next season.
One player we all can't wait to watch again is Moses Moody, who's been out with the left knee soreness. With each passing game and practice that he misses, does the concern grow or does it diminish knowing that he's taking care of it the right way?
I think this is truly is just kind of like tendonitis, overuse. There's nothing structural going on. And I think the more time they give him to get better, the less likely this is going to flare back up. I think where a lot of these tendonitis type issues, if this is what it is, kind of creep up, is that you take two games off, you played, and you're kind of on the bench again. So it's better to take time off. I haven't heard any reports about there being an MRI or some structural issue, and he seems to have this career record of having healthy knees. So I think more than anything else, they've got other players who can kind of jump into a spot right now. It's early in the season. Let's get this kind of all taken care of for him and then kind of work him back into the rotation as well.
Doc Pandy with us, Willard and Dibs. Now, Doc, I want to be very clear here. I never, ever, never, ever, ever, this is in ink, never, ever root for injury. Ever. But I have a lot of friends who would not mind if Patrick Mahomes were out for the year. I'm just saying.
Oh, fantasy.
So,
yeah.
Reported high ankle sprain today. What are your thoughts on the Mahomes situation?
Yeah, so I think they reported that it was quote unquote a mild high ankle sprain. So it doesn't seem like it'd be one of those injuries that's going to keep him out for the season. And this is one of the things that happens when professional athletes get MRIs all the time. Eventually you get MRIs, you're going to see some inflammation or some degree of injury somewhere when an athlete may not necessarily have symptoms there, or it's pretty minor. They would just typically, if you're a high school athlete or college athlete, you just brush it off. So the fact I think they reported that it was mild, he's day-to-day, see how it feels, not super concerning. I think in general, the fact that he wasn't like carried off on a stretcher, you know, limping a little bit, is probably a positive sign. So I think with these kind of mild, quote unquote, high ankle sprains, which pretty much means there's some inflammation there, it's really day-to-day and how you feel. And I think Mahomes has even had one of these in the past as well, too. So he's shown a tendency to be able to play through pretty severe stuff. But it sounds like it's mild and sounds like he'll be able to play. So I think hopefully your friends are not upset that he's going to be back on the field, if not in 1 to 2 weeks, based on what they're reporting.
Okay. And remember, by the way, like he played yesterday and they've got two more football games in the next 9 days.
Yeah. So that may be one of those things where they're like, you know what, this might be a little bit too much stress. Let's take a week off or, take those two games off, not because they need him to if it was the playoffs, but just because, you know what, we've got more games coming up. Let's take it off just to be safe.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, great stuff. Thank you as always.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right. Doc Pandya, the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.